Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Bob Plott. We're back live and local in the studio on this Tuesday morning, a nice morning, plenty of sunshine around the area. Hope you have a great day today. Well, we're honored to have on the telephone with us this morning the White Sands Missile Range Command Sergeant Major Cordery. Sergeant Major Cordery, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you doing?
Great.
So you survived your Thanksgiving dinner and all the extra things going along with it.
I did. I think we just closed out eating all of our leftovers this morning.
I'll tell you what. One of the great things, as you know, Command Sergeant, is the leftovers after the feast.
Probably the best part of any of these holidays.
There you go, sir. And I'm glad you had a good one out there at White Sands Missile Range. Well, tell us a little bit about you're relatively new at White Sands Missile Range. Where did you join us from, and what was your previous job like?
Right. So I've been here for about 7 months. I took over this position. So right at the end of the spring, going into the summer, originally coming out of Germany, where I served as the brigade command sergeant major for the military police brigade over there, responsible for protecting U.S. and NATO forces in both Europe and Africa. So a little transition of climate and temperature when I got here in May, but we've been loving it ever since.
Boy, that's good. And, of course, our weather is somewhat ideal for most of us. We do enjoy that. Well, you're 7 months into White Sands Missile Range. What do you like about White Sands Missile Range so far?
The sense of community that we have here on White Sands is tremendous. Honestly, the temperature was what drew us here at first, the climate, coming into, seeing the sun, pretty much regularly every single day. The surrounding areas, all the communities that surround or border White Sands have been incredible. We've had incredible relationships built so far with the communities of Alamogordo, Las Cruces, Socorro, and El Paso have been some that I've engaged with so far, and really haven't had a negative experience in the 7 months we've been here. So we're really liking it, both my wife and I, and we look forward to, being here for quite some time.
I guess if we ever did have a negative experience, I was out there to a White Sands Missile Range a couple of months ago or so, and I just took a pause, parked my Tahoe, and turned around and looked at the Oregon Mountains. And boy, I've got to tell you, that'll make your day just about perfect.
It's going to make it really hard to leave here one day. Having that real estate nearby and seeing it pretty much in any direction we look, we have a mountain range to look at. Some of the most beautiful scenery that you can find, in North America.
Are you a hunter, by the way? Do you hunt?
It's been a long time, but I do enjoy hunting. I look forward to, possibly, securing one of those elusive org tags here come this spring.
Oh, boy, I wish you luck on that, sir. My son drew one here a couple of years ago or so, and what a hunt that was for him. Well, while you're at White Sands Missile Range, adding on to your 7 months so far, what else do you want to accomplish while you're there?
So really, in the time that I have here, continue to build upon the hard work of, all the leaders that have come before me, that have really made this place a great place to work, a great place to live, and then really ensuring that, I continue to work to improve, the quality of life for those that work here, those that live here, and take care of all of our DA civilians, our contractors, our soldiers, our sailors, our airmen, and the guardians, as well as all their family members who live here, who work here, and who enjoy recreation out here. That's, one of my biggest responsibilities is just ensuring that, it's a great experience for everybody that visits or works here.
As command staff sergeant major, let me give that again, sir. Sorry about that. Command sergeant major, what is the toughest or maybe the most critical part of your job?
The most critical part is ensuring that we remain the premier test and evaluation base for the DoD. And in order to do that, we have to recruit, we have to hire, we have to select and train the right people. And there's so much talent here in the local area, the New Mexico, the universities, they produce such technical experts out here. So part of that responsibility is ensuring that we're messaging that correctly, that this is a great place to work and a great place to live and a great place to be a part of something bigger than just the mission itself. Because really what we're doing out here is testing future equipment to ensure that our nation's warfighters have what they need when they need it, and hopefully to prevent, conflict in the future.
Well, we certainly hope we're able to do that for sure. Well, what's it like being Command Sergeant Major on an installation maybe where when I came here 45 years ago, there were probably more soldiers at White Sands Missile Range back then than today. So we have a reduced soldiers there at the range. What's it like commanding that?
So it's a very unique installation. It's a unique opportunity for me to kind of expand and grow as a leader because the workforce is comprised of, our civilian workforce, our contractor workforce. And although the soldier population has gone down from the Army side, the sailor population, the Space Force population, and the Air Force population has grown. So I get an opportunity to work with our joint forces here. And it's a unique installation location because I also have Fort Bliss and the 1st Armored Division to the south, and then Holloman Air Force Base over there real close to you all to build those relationships and partnerships. So it's a great opportunity for me to engage with that joint force and then really just for me to grow as a leader and as a person.
Sir, I'm going out to Holloman Air Force Base for functions out there. And a lot of the programs, the commanders always mention the fact the tight-knit community we have with White Sands Missile Range and how the corporation, you guys work together, you cooperate extremely well on all kinds of projects.
Absolutely, and I think that's what makes not just this region strong, but our Department of Defense strong, is because although there's some rivalries between services, ultimately we have the same mission, and it's really to accomplish and protect, accomplish the mission to protect our nation and our communities.
Well, sir, is there anything else you'd like to add to our discussion this morning?
Sure. Well, I've got you on here. Next week, December 7th, White Sands Missile Range is hosting our KPASA event. What that is, that's a job hiring event. There's so much talent, like I spoke about earlier, in this community and in the surrounding areas, that really what we're looking for is our service members and their families who may be transitioning from service into the civilian world, looking at a hiring process for them. So it's really a job fair for all those transitioning from service or moving here after transition. So great event, going to be out here on White Sands next week. And then, of course, in March, on March 16th, we'll be hosting the Bataan Memorial Death March, our annual death march here. Marathon distance or half marathon distance for those that are willing and wanting to compete and support this great event.
We've got the Aces of Races coming up, as you're probably aware of, at Holloman Air Force Base in early December. Do you think some of the members from White Sands Missile Range might be involved in that?
I do. I know several that have already signed up. I know as we were building that relationship with Fort Bliss, Holloman Air Force Base, and White Sands, with Holloman hosting the marathon this month, Fort Bliss is hosting one, or El Paso is hosting one in February, and then we host one in March, really looking in the future to kind of market that as a Trinity event. So for those that are running enthusiasts or adventure race enthusiasts, I think that's a great opportunity for them to hit all three races here in a very short period.
Okay. If Cammie wants to get us some information on your August 7th KPASA event you're having out there, we'll get some public service on the air for you, sir.
Absolutely. So that'll be easy, and she'll be looking to do that as soon as we get off the air here.
Okay, sounds good. Now, December 25th is less than a month away. What would be your wish for our entire broadcast area for Christmas and New Year's?
I'm hoping for a safe Christmas, but also a white Christmas. There's not too much that beats, seeing some snowfall on Christmas morning when everybody wakes up. So a safe Christmas for everybody in the community, but a white Christmas for everybody.
You know, I was up at Cloudcroft for their Santa Land on Saturday evening, and Cloudcroft had about 1.5 to 2 inches of snow Friday night and early Saturday morning. It was still on the ground Saturday at 4 o'clock, and then it started snowing again. The wind was blowing. It was Santa Land. Santa arrived at 5 via fire truck and everything else, but no one complained about the snow. They were just dancing in the snow and singing Christmas carols.
That's perfect. That's what you should do when the snow falls.
You betcha. You got that right, sir. Well, thank you very much. On behalf of all of us here at the radio station, we want you and your family and the men and women at White Sands Missile Range a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, sir.
All right. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you all as well. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.